Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith. It's about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that we have available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. The Posse of Angels have a funny sense of humor, but they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And just like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel guidance, that free angel advice. That call-in number to get that free angel advice is you can call into the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those phone calls, once again, hello, listeners. Welcome to Angel Healing House. Happy Halloween. Only a couple of more days to go. Thank you for listening in. You know, whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the almost 100 shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, which have been all archived, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Wherever you're listening in today, welcome to one and all. You know, I'd like to start off by sharing with you absolutely beautiful testimonial that I received a few days ago from a very grateful client. Her name is Melanie. She's in Ohio. And she writes, I knew I was stuck where I was in a couple of areas of my life. I was not sure what to do next. I was divinely pointed to Candy's Facebook page, and so I called Candy for guidance. My mind was open, but truly, all that I wanted was a few insights into the areas where I was stuck. As soon as she began the reading slash healing, the energy in my body immediately began to shift. Hearing her voice, connecting with her energy, allowed me to open up. It allowed me to be vulnerable and allow the angels to work their magic. Candy began to recognize and heal so many corners of my life. She authentically allowed the angels to guide her and say the exact words my body was aching to hear. Candy has an amazing voice that pulled me right in and stayed focused on my own healing. Angels were giving her message after message that gently nudged me to recognize where I was not stepping up. I had been stalling. I had been sitting in the corner hugging my knees like a little kid, wondering if I had what it takes, wondering, is this really who I am? I had so many questions and so many hesitations. Candy and her posse of angels pulled back the curtains. She held my hand and she gave me a mirror. They allowed me to see who I am, where I am destined to go, and pointed me in the right direction. Not only did they let me see who I was, they gave me the next steps to take, and they encouraged me to take them. I felt so calm and so at peace and so empowered when it was over that I have no doubt in my mind that she is the real deal. I know I can do this, and I will, without hesitation, reach out to the captivating Candy and her powerful posse of angels to help me through the rough spots as I step forward and honor my role in this gorgeous universe. I cannot possibly say enough about the amazing gift that is Candy Hoff. I had the most fantastic session with Candy. It was extraordinary, more than I could have ever imagined. Your life will change still working with her. I'd like to say thank you, Melanie. That is one of the most extraordinary testimonials that I have ever received, and I have received many throughout the years. But thank you so much for allowing me to help you see exactly how beautiful, how powerful, and how magnificent that you truly are. You know, listeners, my clients have been pretty much experiencing the same thing for the past 10 years through my business, Angel Healing House, with comments like, I am in heaven and I don't want to leave. That was actually from Tracy in Queensland, Australia. If you would like to have your own angelic journey and see your life from a higher perspective so you can regain clarity, take your own trip to heaven. Call me, Candy Hoff, on 831-277-3716 and call that number after the show, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. The posse of angels and I so look forward to helping you receive individual insights for your life. Now, I see that we have several callers today holding for that free angel guidance, and 720, you're up first, then 904, 678, and then not, and then 347. I just mentioned the top four. Please do hold. You're in that order, and I will get to you after I start our topic for today, which is called angel signs. You know, like many of my listeners have asked me, how do I come up with these topics? And most all of them are inspired by the Posse of Angels. And they guide me as to what would be best to talk about every week. And it was interesting because a client recently said to me, "You are so fortunate that you have the Posse of Angels and that they seem to always send you very clear signs and messages on how to step forward or on what to be aware of in your life. I wish that I could be lucky and given angel signs as well." You know, I told this client that perceiving angel signs has nothing to do with being fortunate or being lucky. You know, truly, if that was the case, all we would need to do was carry around a four-leaf clover or a rabbit's foot or perhaps a horseshoe in our pocket. But her comment did make me wonder, why do I receive constant messages from the angels? As they are always sending me signs, they hardly get any. And before I could ponder any more on this subject, well, the Posse of Angels swooped in. They chimed in immediately and replied, "There are several reasons as to why I get so many angel signs. The first one is that for the better part of the last 10 years, my number one focus and priority has been on my angelic connection and my dear, cherished family of angels. You know, when we put our laser beam focus on anything, listeners, it expands. It grows exponentially, and it increases in energy. Because of the abundance of energy and love poured into my angelic connection, I have an abundance of messages and constant contact. You know, the Posse of Angels said that as to why I always receive signs, the second reason is because, quite frankly, I am always present. I live in the present moment. And one has to be in the present moment in order to receive those angel signs. You know, as I've said many times before on my program, you know, most people keep replaying the past or worrying and stressing about some imagined future, and they're not living in the now. They're continuing, the Posse said, angels are God's appointed messengers, and they have no other purpose than to guide us, to protect us, and to truly send us signs as to how we can advance forward beneficially toward the fulfillment of our desires. You know, but most people are so busy pushing the how and the when that God and the angels should, though they must answer their prayers, that they miss out on the angel signs on how God wishes for us to advance forward. And sometimes the signs that the angels give us are very subtle at first. The Posse of Angels do this in order for us to test to see if we are listening closely to our intuition and whether we will pick up their subtle clues. If we do not pick up the sign the first time, they give us the sign in more and more blatantly obvious until the penny drops and we finally get it. Believe me, listeners, before I was 100% in tune with my Posse of Angels, they would almost put the sign right at my feet so I would trip over it, so I would not miss it. And in this way, depending on how in tune a person is, the signs can be subtle, or sometimes the signs can be so terribly obvious and evident that we can't possibly miss out on it. A friend told me recently that she had longed for many years to meet a man and have a cherished, loving relationship, but as yet, she was still single. On a trip home to visit her family, she picked up a magazine in the airplane that she was traveling in, and she flipped through some of the pages and came across an advertisement for a dating company, and the dating company was called It's Just Lunch. The more she read about it, the more she received goosebumps, and she felt that this was a sign. Finishing with this complimentary airplane magazine, she opened the magazine that she had bought in the terminal, and there on the page in front of her was another ad for the dating site, It's Just Lunch. She then read about the terms and conditions and the price of their membership, and she wasn't sure whether to join or not. Well, soon after arriving home, she spoke with a friend who was also a clairvoyant and asked her insights, whether she should join this dating site, and her friend began to laugh. She told her that she had indeed been sent angel signs, but it was not to join this dating company. It was telling her that she had been spending an inordinate amount of time inside and had not allowed herself to engage with the outside world. By taking herself out to lunch, and showing God and the angels that she was doing her part to be open, to be available, to engage with the outside world by just having lunch out in public, the angels would have more scope and possibilities to organize a connection with a prospective relationship. You know, sometimes the sign of it's just lunch means exactly that. You just need to go out and be seen in public and have lunch. So with the topic being angel signs, and with it being 2 days from Halloween, the posse of angels would like to treat us and pull back the curtain on their bag of tricks and reveal some of the ways that they try to convey their messages to us to help us in our lives. Well, firstly, the posse of angels wants to remind us how difficult it is for them to communicate verbally with us. This is because they exist in a higher dimensional energy that are not in alignment with most people's lower energetic frequencies. You know, those people, like myself, who are a clairaudient, have attuned ourselves to the angels' high vibrations. And in this way, it's kind of like a dog being able to hear high-pitched sounds that our human ears cannot hear. So in order to convey messages, they send us signs in other ways that our other human senses can discern. With the advent of the enormous popularity of film, television, and internet, we have developed into receiving most of our information visually. And for instance, did you know that the animal and the insect world hold wonderful clues and a veritable treasure map for us to receive insights about prayers to about answers to our prayers and questions we may have about our lives? For instance, if you see butterflies a lot, they signify transformation, and they often herald the time in which a transformation is going on in your life. Butterflies so often herald a message from our loved ones in spirit who have crossed over as they have made their own transformation from the physical back to our real home in spirit. You know, when I see an eagle, it always is a symbol for me, for freedom. It could be a message for me to surrender and allow myself to let go of restrictions in my life and be more free. In fact, the posse of angels is saying that most birds are messengers that remind us to allow our spirits to fly and to soar. When we see deer, it is a reminder to be gentle and kind with ourselves and to go with the flow of life. In other words, stop controlling and pushing the river of life to go in the opposite way as to how it desires to flow. Then there are some images that cause us to repel, like spiders. I actually saw a spider in the bathtub this morning. But spider is a wonderful animal totem, as it is reminding us to weave our dreams into reality by creating. Spider could be telling us that we've forgotten our creativity and to honor it and think about where we could be more creative in our lives. When I see dragonflies, I know that it's all about illusion and change. Dragonflies' message may be to get us to tend to the changes that we desire to make. Make action towards that. You know, perhaps exercise more, update our website, look after our diet, or just make more time to be peaceful and meditative. My husband has a great propensity to attract ladybugs, or in Australia we call them lady beetles. Ladybugs, for me, have always been a sign of abundance, of prosperity, of wealth, of richness. And, of course, there's the beautiful hummingbird, which is all about harmony and joy and bringing more of that into our lives. Each animal and insect that comes into your reality has a very special message for you and is not there by happen chance. Before we go on to take a peek at what other things that the angels have in their bag of tricks to help get messages to us, let's go to the phone lines and take some of your phone calls. Zero, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello, Candy. How are you? This is Ivatar calling from Colorado.
Hi, Ivatar. I am very well. How are you, dear?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I absolutely love your show. I love listening to it.
Oh, thank you so much. And what are some of the signs that the angels have sent you, beautiful lady?
Oh, boy. I have a whole list. one of them is a crow, and one of them was that I should sit and just allow the channeling, you know, the writing. I've been doing that more consistently, and so much information has been coming in with me just sitting and, you know, just allowing that automatic writing to come through.
Yeah, do you know the meaning?
I don't know.
I was going to say, do you know the meaning of the spiritual meaning of crow?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's a beautiful animal totem. If you or the listeners, if you are drawing a lot of crows to yourself, crow is about the sacred law, is about spiritual law, and a lot of people, you know, have bad things to say about crows. But crows are, the black in them is the shapeshifter. It's all about you bringing forth the spiritual law, being a metaphysical teacher. And crow medicine signifies a firsthand knowledge of a higher order of right and wrong. And just like a crow caws, you know, in a very loud voice, it's reminding all of us to speak in a powerful voice when addressing issues that seem to be out of harmony or out of balance, and to speak up for ourselves, speak our truth, walk our walk, and shape-shift the way we want our future selves to look like.
Oh, boy, that is so powerful.
So that's some powerful stuff, let me tell you.
Wow.
Where we live in Los Angeles, this house is always covered with crows. I mean, I see crows on the front lawn, they're in the backyard,
goodness.
Lots of people don't like crows. I happen to love crows because I know the higher meaning of crow. And if they're around, it's because I'm living my truth as a metaphysical teacher and bringing forth that sacred law.
Wow. That was so interesting.
Yeah. So let's go to the cards and just pull three cards for Ivatar today and see what comes up. Wouldn't be surprised if any of these cards held, now that we're talking about birds. I see a bird or two image on the cards today. Birds are such a wonderful, wonderful sign from the angels to help us soar and spread our wings and to sing. I often say that a bird sings not to get anybody to listen to him, but because he has a voice, you know, because he's being authentic and just singing his heart out. Okay, Ivatar, this is a great card. Okay, Eight of Wands comes up, and it's telling you that there's an opening coming to you. There's an opening coming to you in regard to your wishes, your desires, your hopes. This can be in all different kinds of areas, but it's a great card in telling you that that forward motion will be happening in these areas. Now, I don't know if... you might know this. We're in the time of a Mercury retrograde. Mercury is the planet of communication, and in these 3 weeks until about November 10th, Mercury goes backwards. And when the planet of communication goes backwards, things overall come to a bit of a standstill. The universe is, it hates us. We're stopping our plans from moving forward, but it's a great time for us to reset and regroup. So this Eight of Wands is telling you, Ivatar, and pretty much telling all of us that an opening is coming. But just because you have space in your life doesn't mean that you need to fill it up. There's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 deer on this card. 5 is the number of change. Yes, change is coming. But the deer tell us, as I read out, and that it's funny, the deer are coming up, and I read the animal sign of the deer telling us to be kind to ourselves, to be soft, to be gentle, not to push the river of life. And the angels, the posse of angels are laughing, and they're saying, yes, Ibitar is like an excited child. She has the gift of prophecy. She has the gift of foresight. So in many ways, she's intuiting what's coming to her, and she has to hold herself back to only be in the present moment. And they're saying, allow yourself to enjoy this time of rest, because you're gonna be quite busy, dear lady, and as things are going to be opening up for you. The next card... Oh, my gosh. The next card is the patience card, and it's also, that's so cute, it's also a number, it's a 14, which is a 5 card, which is a number of change. And it's saying, yes, be watery, be flowy, be, you know, allow yourself to be in grace at this time, you know. That, what the posse of angels is saying, that which is yours, Ibitar, will always be yours. And there's nothing that you have to do in order for, because you've cleared and cleansed so many of your emotional issues and those negative things inside of you. Now you're crystal clear, and just allow yourself to be flowing and open to those new things coming in. And what are they showing here? They're showing the next card is the moon card. And the moon card comes in when there's a lot of focus on your intuition, which we've been speaking about, but it's also telling you that things are hidden, and because you're too smart by half, psychically and telepathically, they've hidden things from you, so you will be surprised, and they truly do want you to be surprised in this human incarnation as to what is coming from you. So I hope that's been helpful for you. And giving you a little bit more insight.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, always.
You're welcome, Ibitar. And please, say hi to the crows for me.
I will.
All right. Lots of love. Take care.
Lots of love to you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Ibitar. That was such a lovely reading. And that reading is for all of us, everyone. I mean, you know, that Eight of Wands is that there is an opening coming for us. And I laughed when the next card came in because that's the patience card. You know, each and every one of us, that which is ours will always be ours. All we have to do is open up to the will of God and his messengers, the angels, as to how and when that's going to unfold for us. Let's go to our next caller. The next caller is 904. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Good afternoon. This is
Hello.
Sarah Collison. Hello.
Yes. Hi, Sarah. Where are you calling from? Hello, Sarah. Can you hear me?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sarah. I can hear you now. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. Lovely Florida. So,
yes, ma'am.
Go on.
We've talked before. We've talked before.
Yes. We have spoken before. How are you?
I'm well. I have sent you an email about something, and I was looking the other day, and, you know, you did respond back to me. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And do you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
Oh, Lord. I don't know how to pose my question, but it seems like whatever you talk about at the beginning of your shows always resonates with me in some manner, so I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, you know what? We draw to ourselves those things that would help us most with the concerns that we have. And maybe, you know, it was interesting, Sarah, because that testimonial that I got just a few days ago, that's not the way that I was going to start the show today. But with only 10 minutes to go, the Posse of Angels said, quick, 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 for whatever reason, print out that testimonial, and you read that out first of all, because there are some people that need to be refreshed about the work that you do, and you know, maybe it'll spark other people to come to you for the guidance that they need in the energy work and the messages from the angels, which would help them to get out of the situation or have clarity on how to step forward in the situation that they are in now. So it's interesting that they got me to read out that testimonial only 10 minutes before the show started.
And I'm glad that you know how to follow what the Posse of Angels want you to do instead of doing what you want to do.
Well, you know what? I got out of my way about 10 years ago, and I said to God, you know what? It ain't working the way I'm doing it. So from this moment on, I will to will God's will. If he tells me to jump, and I'm on a cliff, I'll jump. I'll just say, how high you want me to jump? Because he'll either show me where to land or he'll teach me how to fly.
Yeah.
And I've had so many experiences, Sarah, in the last, like I said, 10, almost 11 years now, of the power and the majesty of that higher source being in my life and directing me. And my life flows with ease and grace because I allow God and the angels to work out the how and the when of my life. I have intentions, I have desires, but I don't get in the way of how that has to unfold in my life.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I'm going through, you know, in my mind, a major transition, you know, in my life. And I'm trying to stay, you know, positive and just do as what you just said, you know, just go with the flow, because right now I don't know where I'm going or anything.
Right.
And I've been in the area that I'm in for 40 years, and now I've got to look at a new, you know, a new area to go to.
You know what? When we're pushed in many ways, and nobody really is pushed, because you have been getting the signs to move out of that area for quite some time. The alarm bells, you know, those angel signs might not have been, you know, loud and blatantly clear, but you have really gotten the signs previously on many occasions where you thought, well, you know, maybe I should, not should, but maybe it would be more beneficial for me to move out of this area and to move on. But if we don't, like I said, if we don't listen to those subtle signs, the signs get louder and louder and louder to move us on. And I have to reiterate to you, Sarah, that if something, God cannot fill up our hands with something which is so wonderful for us if we keep hanging on to that which is past its use-by date. So the Posse of Angels is saying to you, look at your situation now and bless it. Thank God that you say, thank you for this contrast in my life, because it's giving me an opportunity to move forward so I can open up and expand and make room for the new to come in. And that's most important for you at this moment. Let's go to the cards and look at what we've got here. Okay, the Emperor comes up. The Emperor always comes up when you need to be more forthright and not in control, but more forthright of what it is, of who you are and what you want. an emperor didn't get to that position in life by putting his emphasis on what he didn't have. So they're saying, once again, bless where you are at the moment and say thank you for creating that space for me to move on to a much much more beneficial area. The next card that comes in is the Hierophant card. This is the leader card. Both of these cards are very, very strong indications that they want you to become more empowered, more courageous, more strong as to, yes, I can do this. If God is telling me to move on, he knows infinitely more than I do what's ahead of me. And he wouldn't send me anywhere that's going to be, cause me any harm, that's going to be a worse situation than I'm in now. And as a matter of fact, you're being moved on for a better situation. And the next card that comes in for you is the Three of Cups. And that's interesting. When you do move on, there's going to be a celebration. But this celebration won't happen unless you have that change of attitude as to blessing yourself moving on. You can actually visualize and project yourself forward in the new place, meeting new people and experiencing new things and putting your emphasis on the good of the whole moving experience. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Sarah.
Tell me the name of the second card again, please.
Oh, the second card. The second card was the Hierophant.
Is that like H-I-E-R-P-H-A-N-T?
H-I-E-R-O-P-H-A-N-T. Well, look after your beautiful light, and I'm sending you lots of love. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Sarah, so much. And that goes for all of us and how we can look at our present situation. The more we bless it, the more we see it there for our highest good, for our learning. And I've often said so many times in my sessions and on radio that if your hand is closed and you're hanging on tight to that which is past its use-by date, is that which has become too small for you, or you've outgrown it, if you do not let go of that, God can't fill your hand up with something so much grander. Let's go to 347. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. My name is Keila.
Hi, Keila. How are you? Where are you calling from?
From Georgia.
From lovely Georgia. And are you open to receiving your angel signs, Keila?
Yes, I am.
How lovely. Do you have a question for the Posse of Angels today?
Just general, I relocated here and I'm house hunting, so whatever you have for me, I will appreciate it.
Okay. How long ago did you relocate?
It's been a year.
Okay. And are you looking to buy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, while I'm shuffling the cards, the first thing that the Posse of Angels is telling you is that your house has not been ready for you yet.
Okay.
Okay. There is one specific house out there for you, and it was not on the market. It was not on the market. It was not circumstances around it were not the right timing for it to be released. Let me just start the Posse of Angels. I have a feeling that as of November, will this house be presented to Keila and then she will move forward? Okay. There's going to be a lot of forward motion for you in this area towards the end of, November, December, and into 2014. So they were saying,
yes.
Do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. And keep saying, thank you for my beautiful home. And then you can add the characteristics, whatever you want that home to be like. You know, every time I moved, I said, thank you for my beautiful home. with a healing room at the front of it with a bay window. This happened twice, and I got a healing room with a bay window. So really, I know this makes you feel like a little kid. It makes you giggly, but really, sit down with your angels and say thank you for my, you know, whatever that holds for you. Oh, there we go. Okay, Keila, you're starting off in a great way because you've got the Ace of Pentacles. Okay, this is saying that there is new, there's a very new beginning when it comes to you moving forward with your home towards the end of 2013 and into 2014 as well. And they're showing me flowers around the house. Beautiful flowers around the house. And you are going to be so happy in this new home. Don't wish it to hurry it along, because just the right circumstances are being put into place for your new home to come to you. Nobody else is going to take your home. Nobody else is going to grab it. It's yours. And the more you can affirm it's yours, the better you're going to feel. Okay, this card confirms what I said about things moving forward, the rest of 2013 and 2014. You got the Chariot. And the Chariot comes in when we're moving home. We're moving business, where, you know, things are really speeding up. And it could come in very convoluted and odd circumstances. But the universe is really working for your best interest in bringing that. That's really the movement card, the Chariot. So that's a very, very good sign. Oh, here we go. You, my dear, get the, also the third card is the Nine of Pentacles, which is the Abundance card, which is just such a beautiful card. It's a card of feeling prosperous, of feeling wealthy, of feeling rich and abundant within. And then there's going to be a lot of things which are going to be opening up for you, and a lot of things that are going to make you feel like you've come home.
Okay.
So that really is a lovely, lovely reading. The Posse of Angels also want to tell you thank you for listening to them.
Oh yes, I am.
You know, they speak to everybody, but not everybody listens to them. But you, my dear, truly listen to them. So I hope that's been helpful for you today.
Thank you so much. Okay. Have a good day.
God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go to 951. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello, you.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hey, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. Where are you calling from?
California.
You're calling from Cali. That's where I am. And how is Nathaniel these days?
Pretty good. I thought I'd call in for a kind of a checkup and see what you were thinking.
Okie dokie. That sounds good. Are you one to follow angel signs, Nathaniel?
Yes, I'm kind of one that I do astrology, and I'm just all into the metaphysics. I'm born the day of ironic insight, so I'm kind of...
That's wonderful. So let me see, if you have any specific questions for the Posse of Angels?
Well, I'm wondering about a move and a job and really finances, you know, that I'm hoping that I can get some support each month or something. I'm going to SSI today to see, you know, for a doctor. I don't know if they're going to make a decision. They're temporarily giving me some money, but I don't know if they can send me some money for a while. I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. Go to the cards and have a look here. Are you currently... I get a lot of messages right at the moment about you. You are such an old soul, Nathaniel. My gosh, you have such ancient wisdom inside of you. Have you written a book? Have you Have you done this?
You know, Canadians, you know, and I know each day of the year, and sometimes I, you know, I know like Einstein was born the day of relativity, and, you know, Napoleon was born the day of Royal Command. Lincoln was born the unifier. It goes on and on, you know. And it just seems like I know a lot about different things, and I've been through a lot, especially this year. But I've really realized how clairvoyant I've been picking up the last few years. About 10 years ago, I really didn't think it was that clairvoyant, you know. But I'm picking up a lot more and really getting to know that I always was, and, you know, that learning how to listen for things, you know, almost like Chuck Norris did in Octagon.
Yeah. Well, what they're saying to me is, you are such a wonderful metaphysical teacher, and the more that you embrace this, the more that you impart this information to others, the more the universe is going to open up opportunities and connections for you to be remunerated, I mean financially remunerated, by your gifts and talents. That's why they said that there's a book inside of you. You know, when you mentioned about Napoleon, when you mentioned about Einstein, when you mentioned all of this, it just gave me shivers up and down my spine. This is a book that is yours. You just haven't focused your attention on sitting down and channeling this information, because others would be absolutely, you know, riveted by this information that you have, by you acknowledging it and bringing forth. You will share it with others, and you are the metaphysical teacher. So they're saying the more that you focus on this, the more that you will be able to be remunerated financially by this. So the phone lines, cards, and have a look what comes out for you. Have you thought about writing a book?
You know, I have, and I have. I kind of thought it might have been more of an autobiography, you know, of my life and, you know, the turmoils of my life, or, you know, things that, just every day's, ironic insights by Nathaniel Sinclair, and just having all different kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah, well, you certainly, the reason that we go through things, Nathaniel, is because it's a lot of times, the contrasts that we experience in life and the things that we not only endure, but the things that we get strengthened from and get challenged and grow from, these are the things that become the inspiration for others to follow. And the more we tell our stories and the more we share it with others, the more it gives other people inspiration. And that's what they want you to do. The first card that comes up for you is the Ace of Cups. And now that we're speaking about your writing and actually honoring and respecting your gifts and talents as a metaphysical practitioner, they're saying that this will have a new beginning around your emotional connection. And here we go. The second card is the Knight of Pentacles. It's actioning your gifts and talents to bring you in more money. And you asked about money. And your third card is the Six of Wands, which is the triumph, the victory card. This couldn't be any more succinct. It couldn't be any more clear. Build it, and they will come, just like in the field of dreams. You know, honor your gifts and talents as a metaphysician, as an alchemist, as a clairvoyant, as whatever you want to call yourself. Put together and focus that book and for you to channel it and to bring it forth, and you will be amazed at the opportunities and connections you bring to yourself. So I hope that's been helpful.
Well, thank you, lady, so much. I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you. You go out, and when you get finished with the book, send me an email so I can tell everybody about it on my program.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you, Nathaniel. That goes for us all. How much we put our focus and attention on our beautiful gifts and our talents and abilities, then and only then can the universe match and bring forth more opportunities. for us to go forth and spread our message. Next caller, 401, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Oh, hi. My name is Erica.
Oh. Hi, Erica. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. And how is Erica these days?
She's just wonderful. I was daydreaming because I thought I was just listening.
Oh, there you go. So we caught you out. Do you have a question or something?
I'm not sure. Maybe I could just get an angel card reading.
You can just get a general. They're nodding their heads and saying, let's see what comes out. So while I'm shuffling, let me ask you, do you follow your angel signs?
I do, and I probably look too hard for them. I think everything's something.
Well, you know what? We are so conditioned now, and we have cleared and cleansed. First of all, let me say, you have such a sweet energy. Oh, my gosh. It is like fairy dust. Have you read a lot about your realm, which is the elemental realm? About fairies?
No. I only just learned about them maybe 2 months ago.
There you go. Get a little book called Earth Angels by Doreen Virtue, and you can read up about your realm, and it is so fairy, and it is so light, and it is so sweet. It's just delicious. So back to the angels, back to the angel signs. We are so used to living in the present moment that, we hear a twig snap and we think that's something. And I do exactly the same thing. I do exactly the same thing. It's like conditioning now. It's like, that means blah, blah, blah. You know, the other day, my husband, I was in my office and I heard the door slam and I went, oh, that means that I have to pay attention more, or that means that, you know, something is going to come out of the blue. And he goes, no, that means the back door was open and, you know, it acts like a vacuum and it pulled the door shut.
And I live in a house with four people that are like that, so I get the same thing.
but then again, he's a Taurian and he is much more grounded than me. And I'm a Libran and I'm an airhead. So,
yeah.
Okay, let's go to the cards. Seven of Cups. Okay, you are on the verge of something major happening, major, major, major happening. It's saying, be patient. The sevens are all about patience. It's all about having sown our seeds and done a really good job. They're saying there's nothing more that you really have to do but allow for this to open up in its divine timing. And they're really applauding you. You did such a wonderful job. What was your first name again? Sorry, I missed it.
Erica.
Erica, there it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, Erica, they are applauding you, and they're saying you are such a cherished child, and you have really, really listened to your divine guidance. The second card is the eighth card. You will be moving forward very, very quickly in these areas that you have established. Enjoy the quiet. They're saying enjoy the quiet because things are going to rapidly move forward and you're going to then think to yourself, oh, why was I always thinking, come on, come on, come on, I want this to happen, and I didn't take time to enjoy the quiet when I had it. And the next card, that strength card in the middle is the number eight, which is the number of prosperity and abundance and financial remuneration and things like that. But the third card is the Fool card. And the Fool card is not about being a fool. It's about starting over and bringing out that wonder, that enchantment, and that childlike ability that we all have, but we so often don't let that come out. And by you reading about the fairies, it's going to help you be a little bit more, well, maybe mischievous, but a little bit more childlike in just experiencing the wonder of life and not trying to figure it out so much.
But that's right on target. I do. I constantly just try to figure it out. So
I would love, I'm just getting chills. I would love to know what that Seven of Cups signifies for you. So when it opens for you, would you please send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com, and just tell me what that is. I'm just getting chills.
Yeah, I can feel it coming. I can feel it. It's right on the edge of something here. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's been an absolute joy speaking to you. You have such gorgeous energies.
And I just want to say, I listened to you the other night for the first time on someone else's show.
Rosie. And
yes, yes. And yes. She's one of my favorites. So thank you for being on that show and for letting me find you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon in the future.
Sounds good.
Take care, Erica. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
That just about wraps up the show today. I want to thank all the callers for calling in. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into the program. Thank you to all those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletters filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, Candy, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, HealingHousD.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, which is entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally, as I use distant healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype, or you can call me at Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716, or you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. So look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.